So, dear colleagues, I will now open agenda item 5 on the follow-up to the 9th Environment for Europe Ministerial Conference and the preparation of the midterm review of the conference's main outcomes. In Nicosia, the ministers stated the following in their declaration: we will explore the way forward for the pan-European region, including through innovation, nature-based solutions, and engagement with the private sector. The future region-wide approach to sustainable infrastructure should provide the basis for common goals, targets, and criteria for policy-making, finance, performance monitoring, and replicability of practices that best suit domestic and transboundary needs. And this mandate is very clear but complex. So in our last session, the committee asked the Bureau, with the support of the Secretariat, to prepare a document on the implementation of a region-wide approach to sustainable infrastructure in the pan-European region. And I would like to inform you that the Bureau discussed the time frame for the preparation and the outline of a document, which is a table of contents, on the implementation of this region-wide approach. We discussed it in Lisbon and also on the 23rd of October, and the outline of a document on the implementation of this region-wide approach to sustainable infrastructure can be found in information paper number 2. I'm sure you've read it. So perhaps we can project it on screen or not, Yaroslav. So it's quite comprehensive, implies a lot of detail. And will have to be done, filled. The table of content has to be filled in the coming year so that we can discuss the content in our next regular session. So I'm sure you were able to read it through. If there are any suggestions, please go ahead. If this is not the case, I will consider the outline to have the agreement of the CEP. And I will also consider that the Bureau, with the support of the Secretariat, is mandated to fill its content.
Yeah, we can still take in comments if necessary.
Okay, so that's what we will do. If you have any proposals, last-minute proposals, you can send it to us until the end of November. When I say to us, it's to the Secretariat and to the Bureau, because it's very useful that the Bureau is in copy of this also communications. But if not, then the Secretariat will provide this information. So we would welcome suggestions, if there are suggestions. If this is not the case, okay, also. And we will have a lot of work in the intersessional period to fill all this table of content. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is also very relevant in view of the fact that at the next session, sustainable infrastructure is the overarching theme. So we will have to speed up on the preparation of this document. I would now also recall that ministers in Nicosia invited the EC Secretariat in cooperation with UNEP, OECD and others to prioritize assessing the most urgent environmental needs in Ukraine based upon the methodology of the EC Environmental Performance Review Program and on the results of ongoing and planned impact assessments, and to make recommendations to advance a sustainable recovery of the country. The Secretariat has prepared an information paper, which is information paper number 11, on the follow-up to decisions on Ukraine. I will now invite, where is Nick? Okay, you're there. Wonderful. I would like to invite our colleague from the Secretariat, Nick Bonvoisin, to provide information on the follow-up activities. Nick, you have the floor.